Dharma upholds. Honesty. Speaking and writing what we honestly think is true is an essential aspect of Dharma. Without the truth, we are bound to fail in any endeavor. If someone deliberately tells us an untruth, it sabotages us. And if we deliberately tell others untruth, it sabotages them. Lying is so commonplace all over the world, and people wonder why our societies are disintegrating. People seem to have no idea why it's so important to speak honestly. They don't stop to realize the effects of dishonesty, short-term and long-term. Untruth is a poison. Whether it is spoken, written, or thought, untruth emits a discord. It clashes with the truth of the universe and with the mechanisms of life, matter, and energy. Untruth is painful. Although most people are in too much chaos and discord already to notice the pain of a single incidence of untruth. Emitting untruth is equivalent to excreting foul material into a public place. Harboring untruth retains a poison in our own field, with noxious energy emitted at any random time or place, leaving the poisonous seed intact. Making a mistake, unknowingly emitting untruth, is still discordant but not as foul as consciously lying. Dishonesty, all dishonesty, dirties our minds and subtle energy fields until we are so mired in filth that we can't distinguish truth from untruth when they are right in front of us. Untruth does not stand up on its own. It requires more untruth to prop it up. Anything founded on untruth will fall, and anything based on fraud is not valid. Disentangling and dismantling systems founded upon fraud or untruth is a monumental task and an urgent one for humanity at this time in history. Sincerity aligns us with truth. It keeps our field, our subtle bodies, our mind and mentality, clean and clear. This helps us to recognize truth more readily. Many sincere people isolate themselves from much truth by associating only with people and information that are already familiar to them. They remain in a bubble of their own creation, disregarding anything outside it. The executives of American auto companies in the 1970s were aggressive men who wanted big, powerful cars and couldn't imagine why anyone would want a small, lightweight car. They decided not to make small cars, and their companies were economically devastated by the influx of small cars from overseas. They learned the hard way the importance of looking outside their bubble. Only to prevent a much bigger adharma is it better to speak an untruth. If someone appears at the door with a weapon and asks, "Where's your mother? I want to kill her," it is much better to lie than to say, "Oh, she's right here." In such a case, the consequences of untruth apply, and the consequences of saving a life also apply. The principle of doing one adharma to prevent a bigger adharma is not to be misapplied, however. If someone just wants to avoid feeling embarrassed or feeling anything, lying is not dharmic. Manipulating people is usually not dharmic unless it is done purely without self-interest. Parents manipulate their children to do what is best for them. With adults, informing them honestly and respecting their right to their decisions is dharma. Tricking people into doing something adharmic so that they will suffer the consequences is not dharmic. Tricked people experience the results of their actions, and anyone who deliberately tricked them will experience both the results of their trickery and of the adharmic action they induced others to do. Tricking someone into accepting a gift, procedure, or benefit, either with hidden strings or something corrupt or harmful, is similarly adharmic. The gift of the Trojan horse with soldiers inside won that battle, but giving or recommending treacherous gifts is adharmic and significantly impedes one's spiritual progress. Dishonesty, insincerity, and pretense with an intent to deceive or manipulate are not dharmic. Dishonesty is harmful long-term. If we deceive, we will one day be deceived and suffer the wasted time and energy of going down paths that don't lead where we want to go. It's usually better to keep quiet than to deliberately deceive. Most of the social suffering, disease, and chaos today can be traced back to a fundamental untruth that was propounded, accepted, perpetrated, and acted upon again and again. Even much of our personal suffering can be traced back to untruth and adharma. In order to heal our communities and our world, we must start with truth first. Dishonesty is ugly and repugnant compared to the exquisite beauty and profound wonder of our universe and our source.